Assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The report is a follow-up to last year's collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Claiming the U.S. is, quote, not doing well with the world of education, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled. Only Congress can completely close it down, and CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us its primary work will continue.
On one hand, they're saying that he's looking to radically shrink this department to almost nothing. And on the other hand, they're saying that these very vital functions, the primary functions of the Department of Education, are going to continue.
As police forces continue to have trouble filling their ranks, they're relying more on technology to combat crime. That includes license plate recognition cameras, drones, and AI programs. CBS News crime and public safety leader Anna Schechter.
It's crept up on us, and I don't think people realize just how much surveillance technology is out there used specifically by law enforcement all day, every day.
The technology isn't foolproof, leading to lawsuits from people who feel wrongly targeted. Funding cuts by Elon Musk's Doge task force are causing concern over the effect they may have on scientific research.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey describes the cuts as catastrophic.
What we've seen from the Trump administration are devastating cuts to medical research and to life-saving cures.
Dr. Jamie Chia is a scientist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard.
I go to work every day and I think, okay, this is the experiment I need to do. This is the disease I'm studying today or whatever it is. But also in the back of my head is, if this disappears tomorrow, girls got to pay the bills.
Well, Governor Healey warns putting America first does not mean putting scientific research second. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We wrap up the week of Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapid Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Eager to stay updated on the latest happenings around you? Join me and my guest host, Sandy Williams, tomorrow as we dive into this week's event.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Idner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the brilliant podcast. It's free. You should subscribe to it. Wherever you find fine podcasts, it's called On the Edge. Just plug those words in and you'll find it. He's also on YouTube, Philip Idner, PhilipItner. You can track down his stuff. Also, Idner Philip, backwards, last name, first name, over on Blue Sky and on Twitter. Phil, welcome back to the program. A lot going on, it appears. Trump is proposing that the U.S. take ownership of Ukraine's nuclear power plants. And, well, actually, let me just start. What's going on there? How's everything in Kyiv? How are you?
Today's been relatively quiet, but we have had a pretty intense period of attacks, even while these early stages of negotiations are going on. And a lot of Ukrainians, of course, saying, a prime example of how you can't trust the Russians, even if they say they're interested in a ceasefire, they continue to attack. Of course, the Ukrainians are also reciprocating. They're attacking into Russia. They notably hit a very large Air Force base called Ingalls Air Force Base, which is kind of Russia's strategic bomber headquarters and base. And I've been trying to find an equivalent in the American system, and there really isn't, because they're structured very differently. But I think the closest thing we have in the States would be something like Travis Air Force Base on the West Coast, so we can project Pacific power. This is a base from which Russia projects its strategic bombing power capabilities. And so for the Ukrainians to have gotten piece of ordnance, and I think it was a missile at this time, it's our understanding it was a missile, in and hit that base is a big deal for the Ukrainians, not least of which because apparently there are unconfirmed reports that they hit just at a time when large-scale cargo planes were arriving with munitions from Iran, more drones presumably. So lots of stuff tactically on the ground here, but of course we have to talk about what's happening on the diplomatic front as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. I had a caller earlier suggesting that the media should not be referring to these as negotiations or peace talks, but as shakedowns. It looks like both Trump and Putin are trying to divide up Trump like, you know, hungry people at a Thanksgiving dinner here.
Yeah, I like your caller's suggestion there in that it is a shakedown. And you know, it seems as though, well, the former president, really a puppet, Dmitry Medvedev, said this only shows that the only people at the table are the Ukrainians, the Russians, and the Americans. Everybody else is you know, just if you're not at the table, you're not eating, in direct reference to the Europeans. And he's making the point that it's really more bilateral, actually.
So he's saying that basically, you know, Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron can talk tough all they want, and Mr. What's his name in Poland, but you know, ain't nothing happening.
At the end of the day, it's Moscow. It's Moscow and D.C. is what Medvedev was saying. Right. Well, we don't know. I mean, Ukraine, I think, is definitely in the mix because ultimately they're going to be the ones that are going to have to sign off on this. But we don't see any concessions being asked for from the Trump team when it comes to Vladimir Putin. I mean, Putin has been running roughshod over this entire thing, keeping Donald Trump waiting on the phone, you know, for a phone call, even publicly ridiculing him, saying, I'm going to stay at this forum where he was currently speaking, even though he was scheduled to be on the phone with Trump. And then there's a huge disparity between what the D.C. put out as the result of the phone call, what Russia put out. But certainly it doesn't seem as though any demands have been made of Moscow. Quite the contrary, it seems like Russia is making the dictates. It's saying what the peace solution will be. That will not be acceptable here in Ukraine. There apparently is now this talk of, you know, will America take over the nuclear power plants, which has a lot of Ukrainians very suspicious, because one of the other things you can get from those plants is, you know, stuff that you can enrich to weapons grade. And, you know, if they gave up their nukes for peace, and the Budapest agreement upon which that arrangement was made hasn't been worth the paper it was written on. So is that part of the play here? But I think, Tom, it's very important for us to recognize that this is going to take a long time. This is not going to be a quick solution, no matter what Donald Trump would like. I mean, it took the Vietnam talks, 5 years or something like that, to finally get to the Paris Accords. Yeah. So they're going to be going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then as much as D.C. would like to block London and Brussels out of this, I think Moscow would be happy to see that happen as well. At some point, the Europeans are going to have to come in, because if one of the stipulations of the ceasefire accord or agreement is that no more weapons are going to be sent here, well, the Europeans are contributing weapons. So they're going to have to sign off on this peace agreement. This is not going to be resolved anytime soon, no matter what the White House says, no matter what pressure is put on. There's just too many working parts. They're supposed to be, the Ukrainians and the Americans are supposed to be meeting back in Saudi Arabia in about 4 days. We'll see if anything develops from there. But this is not going to be quickly resolved. And that is going to put paid to Donald Trump's campaign promises of ending this within, well, obviously not 24 hours, because we're well past that. But this is going to be a real process.
I see that apparently over 100,000 children have been kidnapped by Russian soldiers and transported into Ukraine or into Russia, the only major country in the world that still keeps child pornography legalized. And these children are being sold into God only knows what. And the U.S. had a program. We had a program here in the United States where we were tracking these kids so that, you know, should a peace deal work out, we could negotiate the return of them to Ukraine. And Trump pulled the plug on that this week. How is that being received in Ukraine? And do I have that right?
It's a little bit confusing because there are some contradictory statements that are coming out of, like, State Department, that the information was not, State Department has pushed back against the narrative that the information was destroyed. They say, no, a copy was kept and you know, it could be followed up on. But the program itself, that is well accepted that it's been concluded. So, you know, we're no longer doing that. And Tom, this is an issue that deeply affects me. I've been, you know, in all my years of covering wars, it's always the children caught up in the conflict that find, you know, that I will carry some things with me for the rest of my life that I witnessed.
Same here. I was in Uganda
because of the damage
during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Anybody who die in front of me. I mean, it's just.
And you don't forget
you
that.
You never forget.
You live with it. You live with it. It's something you. But the damage that's been done to Ukraine's children has been devastating. It's the reason why we started our program on the edge with a representative of an organization here trying to recover children. Our latest episode with Dr. Erwin Redliner, which I urge everybody to go to take a look at because we could use a kind of a boost on that one because I thought it was quite good talking about what this is doing to children. And that's even before we talk about those kids that were taken into Russian territories and basically seeded into the population through quote-unquote adoptions to bolster their demographic. It's deeply cynical, and Ukraine is right to make that a major major point of discussion when they talk about any kind of ceasefire or ultimately a peace accord. Those kids have got to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us, Erwin, I know, runs a children's charity in Ukraine. I give money to it every month. I don't recall the URL. You want to give it a little pitch for it to our listeners?
It is the Ukrainian Children's Action Project. It is a worthy cause. I have had the good pleasure of working with Erwin and his wife, Karen, whenever they come and visit here. I kind of will assist him in media efforts. And he was kind enough to speak to us from his New York home via a conference call. And we talk about a whole bunch of things that, you know, eventually these are the children who will grow up and build whatever kind of Ukraine this nation decides to create after the war, because all wars eventually end. And so we talk about that. We talk about the trauma of these kids and what it means to a society as a whole to have their children, an entire generation of children, living under fear, living this bizarre life of, you know, knowing that somebody's trying to kill you simply because you're Ukrainian. You know, again, it's what is done to children and war is awful. What is being done to the children of Ukraine in particular right now is particularly egregious. So go check out Erwin's own website. I think it is by the acronym of UCAP.org, I believe. And then on the YouTube channel in particular, we like that last week's episode. And it's just Philip Itner or Philip Itner on the Edge. And Erwin is a really very compassionate man, and it's both heartwarming and deeply distressing to hear some of the tales that he tells. UCAP.org
is the website for a private school in Rhode Island. So what should I search for here? I'll just
Ukrainian Children's Action Program, and I've got it here.
Action Project, you mean?
Project.
It's ucap.help.
Oh, there you go.
ucap.help. So
there you have it.
There you go. So, all right. Yeah. This is one of the, there's a handful of charities that I send money to every month. This is one of them. It's because Erwin's been on this program as a result of your recommending him. And
he's a wonderful man. His wife is wonderful, and their efforts are legitimate.
So we have 15 seconds left, Phil. Should people be doing in those in the next week before we talk again?
Keep an eye on what's happening in the upcoming Middle East talks on the 24th. We'll see how that goes. There's going to be a lot of chatter about this plan for the ceasefire and that plan for the ceasefire. Cool your jets, folks. We can all hope for peace. We all want peace. No more than those of us who are living in Ukraine, Ukrainians themselves. I would love to be able to go home, but I'm staying through this because I feel so importantly about it. I think this is a real important event
really
in human history.
Edge is the name of
minimize
Phil's
your expectations. This is going to be a long process.
Tom Hartman Program.
On the Edge is the name of Phil's podcast. Check it out wherever you get fine podcasts. Phil, thank you again.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll be back. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They came for the truth. They came for the law. Firing the ones who exposed what they saw. Silence the press. Rewrite the past. History tells us this happens fast. Falling like dominoes, freedom erased. The playbook's been written, the moves are in place. Fascists don't wait, they tighten the chains. And once they are locked, you won't break away. day. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game. He's making his move. If we don't fight, we're gonna lose. It starts with the purge. It ends with control. They steal your voice. They steal your soul. Last chance to stop a dictatorship.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Recently disclosed court documents show that Citibank froze the accounts of a bunch of nonprofits. Now get this. Habitat for Humanity, the United Way, and the D.C. Green Bank. This is just nuts. And why? Well, because they took money from Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, you know, that was designed to reduce carbon in the atmosphere. And, of course, these guys want more carbon in the atmosphere because it's very profitable for Koch Industries and all the other big fossil fuel companies. But now, apparently, the EPA told the bank to freeze the money. The Treasury Department told the bank to freeze the money. And the FBI told the bank to freeze the money. So the bank froze the money, Citibank. And now these organizations, again, the United Way, Habitat for Humanity, and the D.C. Green Bank, they're facing some real serious problems. It's costing them a fortune having to deal with this. In February, when interim U.S. attorney Ed Martin said that, you know, they should freeze these funds, he's apparently the guy behind this or plays a role in it. A high-ranking federal prosecutor resigned, saying, "Sorry, there's no crime here. These guys haven't, you know, there's no reason to freeze their funds because they haven't done anything wrong." And now Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democratic senator from Rhode Island, who's been on this program many times, is calling for a congressional inquiry. Now, the Republicans control the Senate, so that's unlikely it's going to happen. But he wants a congressional inquiry into this. He said in a press release that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, and Kash Patel, the FBI director, have, quote, reverted to a pretextual criminal investigation. Now, for those of you who aren't lawyers, pretextual means basically phony. You know, we're setting up a pretext. We're establishing a phony reason to do something. And he's right. He said, if the DOJ and the FBI are aiding and abetting this unlawful plot, it crosses very significant red lines for the agency, that would be the Department of Justice, and its personnel. That kind of misconduct is itself a violation of law and subjects lawyers participating in such conduct to professional as well as legal consequences. It is therefore imperative that the truth be told about what has gone on in this ominous episode. And this is specifically is why he's asking for a congressional investigation into what's going on. You know, these funds, they were part of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. This is a $27 billion program that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed into law by Joe Biden. And now they're claiming, oh, you took that money from Joe Biden. You're a criminal. We're going to freeze the funds in your checking account. This is just so wrong and so illegal. Meanwhile, should Leland Dudek resign from the Social Security Administration? I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. London's Heathrow Airport has closed down for at least 24 hours after a fire in an electrical substation. BBC's Steve Lai.
A spokesperson said it was experiencing a significant power outage across the airport and warned passengers to stay away until further notice.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the National Transportation Safety Administration is calling for a safety assessment on bridges across the country.
The 68 bridges are in 19 states. Landmarks like the Brooklyn Bridge, Maryland's Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge. Cargo ships have quadrupled in size over the last 45 years, far beyond what many bridges were designed to handle.
President Trump signed an executive order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled.
People have wanted to do this for many, many years, for many, many decades. And I don't know, no president ever got around to doing it, but I'm getting around to doing it.
Only Congress can completely eliminate the department. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie,
hiccups or gas? What's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little bit of a spring break, but we got a very special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Raise their hands, they shout their hate. But the headlines say it's a big mistake. Wink and a nod, another disguise. But we see the truth behind their lies. No Nazis, hear no Nazis, cover your eyes, pretend it ain't real. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis, don't call it fascist, just call it a deal.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Shelley Pingree is a Democratic congresswoman from Maine, and she is calling for the head of the Social Security Administration, Leland Dudek, to step down. To resign because he said that he was upset. Well, here's what happened. There was this meeting of governors about, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump spoke. And during it, he called out the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, a Democrat. And he said some nasty things about her. And she basically said, I'll see you in court, buddy. And so what happened was afterwards, Leland Dudek, the head of the Social Security Administration, said that he was, quote, upset with Mills for defying the president. So the head of Social Security is pissed off at the governor of Maine because she dared to challenge Donald Trump in public after he started it, right? He started the fight. So what does he do? He cancels contracts with Maine's health department to sign kids up for Social Security numbers when they're born in hospitals. Now, this is how it's done all across the United States and has been for probably most of all of our lifetimes. I don't know when this began. It was probably back in the 40s or 50s, maybe before then even. But, you know, basically, if you're born in a hospital, you're assigned a Social Security number at birth in every state. And the Social Security Administration has a contract with every hospital in America to do that. I mean, they actually pay for the cost of it. It's a small cost, but it's, you know, basically it's like handling it. And so he said, screw that. We're not going to do that in Maine anymore. So if a child is born in a hospital in Maine, the parents have to jump through the same hoops that they had to jump through, that I had to jump through when our three children were born at home. Well, actually, two of our three. And, you know, apply individually to the Social Security Administration for a Social Security number for the kids. So, I mean, this is just wrong. Right? To punish the state of Maine, to punish new parents of newborns in the state of Maine and hospitals, because the governor of Maine stood up to Donald Trump. This is the kind of thing that you expect to happen in Russia. And Leland Dudek is the guy who is apparently behind this. The congresswoman from Maine, Shelley Pingree, she said, we have now learned that the acting head of the Social Security Administration did, in fact, punish our state for daring to question the president. That is totally outrageous. Absolutely outrageous, was her phrase. I agree. This is nuts, to use the technical term, of course. So what's on your mind? John in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, John, what's up?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
The question I have is, I'm kind of a slow learner and stuff, so I don't know much about politics, but I was interested in Putin, and I was looking up Russia on the internet, and I realized, okay, Putin is a bad person, and Trump is a bad person, and Trump is doing all these bad things in our country. And then I look at Putin, and I go on the internet. I know you can't rely on the internet, but it's the only source I can go to. So I was wondering, and it said on the internet that Putin, even though he's a bad guy, his country still has, like, social security type of thing, and they have education for people, and they have health care. If he is so bad, which I think he is, I don't understand politics that much, but why is his country actually doing okay?
Well, his country is not doing okay, John. His country is badly impoverished. Their health care system is in shambles. Their education system is really an indoctrination system. And their pensions for the elderly are pathetic. Like you said, don't believe what you read on the internet. John, thanks for the call. Norm, and I've been there and I've worked there, so I can tell you from personal experience. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for picking me up. Of course, Trump is on my mind. And I don't know if you like mysteries or jigsaw puzzles, but I've been trying to figure out what this man is up to. We see a lot on TV of the show and tell, and oh my God, isn't this terrible? But I'm wondering what his real agenda is. And then, you know, you say Voice of America is gone, and I'm going, oh my God, if things get bad, we can't scream.
Yeah, they
help.
Went silent this week. Actually, yeah. I think they're playing music now.
Yeah. And then you have SpaceX, which is owned by Musk, and T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T depend on it. And so using Musk, he could get us down to Fox only. And then you think about him getting his hands slapped every time he tries to do something that is illegal, and he wants to impeach judges, and John Roberts doesn't stand by him, and he must be getting very frustrated. And everything he does is essentially illegal and dangerous for the country. Particularly, you know, I don't know if you heard, your screener had not, that they've decided the TSA dogs are too expensive. And right now the handlers have a credit card that's good for 30 days only. Mm-hmm. And we've got a group trying to raise funds and money to take care of the dogs and keep them in service if we're allowed
we're
to
talking
have.
About what, drug sniffing dogs or bomb sniffing dogs or both?
Both.
Wow.
And then you have this office or department that is supposedly...
Well, they want to privatize the TSA. I mean, that's been a thing for a couple of years. You know, Rand Paul was leading that charge. Go back to guys who have a part-time job at 7-Eleven and pay them $7.25 an hour instead of having government employees who actually have a union that represents them and have good pay and a pension.
Yeah. Well, I asked the screener if I sound like a crazy person. He said no. But anyway, also, this department or agency that is supposed to be like a watchdog on terrorist or terrorist activity or bombs coming into the country, that has been closed down also. And I think that as long as Trump gets his hands slapped because it's not under executive powers what he's trying to do, he's going to have to create some kind of disaster or national emergency so he can have power to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, Rachel talked about this last night, that there's this agency or branch or squad or whatever it is in the federal government that has been collaborating with European countries because the Russians have been putting bombs on cargo planes, apparently as a rehearsal for blowing planes out of the sky, and sabotaging, you know, Western countries in other ways. And we've already had
plane wrecks, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And we were trying to, and so we had this agency that was trying to prevent that, and Trump shut it down last week. And what hadn't occurred to me when I heard Rachel say that last night, she you know, her comment was, everything Trump does seems to work to the benefit of Putin, which is, I think, measurably
yes,
true.
It does.
But what hadn't occurred to me, what you just raised, was that Trump might be doing this because he actually wants an attack on the United States.
A natural disaster.
Because he could use it. He could use it the way George W. Bush used 9/11.
Yes, and with communications and transportation shot, and he wants total control of the nuclear power and hydroelectric power. Remember, he fired the people with the dams.
Yep.
And he got rid of the U.S. Corps of Engineers. That they are the only people who are allowed to inspect, maintain, or repair or build a dam.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Okay? And so if you create these, you know, he can cause this constitutional crisis, and he's already destroying history. Memorial Day, will he put a wreath on the unknown soldier because you're not sure if he's white? Yeah?
Probably not.
Yeah, are we going to celebrate 4th of July or Trump Day? Yeah, will he be an emperor by then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people see this as coming, and I really, really want you out of the country before it gets bad.
Well,
please, yeah. You know, your entire family.
I'm going to stay in Florida. I don't see.
Yeah, I know.
And I really think the tide is starting to turn.
Well, how? You know, we need somebody to bring impeachment charges right now.
Al Green has submitted a bill of impeachment into the House of Representatives.
Yes.
It's just being ignored by Mike Johnson.
Do you have a copy of the Trump indictments?
Not handy, but it would be a good idea.
But I'm worried about what he's going to do. You know, will Congress be allowed to come back from this recess?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that that'll happen, and I don't think there's any question we'll have elections. I keep pointing out, Russia has elections. Russia has a parliament. It's just that they've co-opted both to the point that they're meaningless. That's what I'm worried about. Norma, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Elon Musk, we'd really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in just seconds? Well, now you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com, for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in taxes. For a limited time, save 40% off BlueJay.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J, .com/start now, or text my name Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, the generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name Tom to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply, or BlueJay.com/start now.
But he gave it up this time. To go. Time for change. We need a leader who'll turn the page. No more silence, no retreat. Stand up strong, get on your feet. Trump kicks power.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Yes, hey, Tom. Thank you very much for what you do. I'm calling, got a brief little comment here regarding an earlier caller. I agree that the Trump regime is shaking down Ukraine, but I would not say that Russia is a superpower because California's economy is larger and they've got North Koreans fighting against Ukraine, helping
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. And Russia is impoverished compared to California. And it's just that they physically have a lot of land and they've got nuclear weapons and they've got a lot of oil and gas.
Yes. And North Korea's got nuclear weapons, but I certainly do not consider them a superpower either. Yeah. But my call today is regarding if, because I'm not really seeing any sort of agreement happening between Ukraine and Russia, and with Putin kind of coming back with more that he wants, whereas Zelensky just kind of agreed right away. So my question for you is, I would like to have a better understanding of what could happen here if Europe goes into defense production. And my immediate kind of thought is, my car is a German car. So I could kind of extrapolate that out just from kind of my immediate, you know, vicinity and thought process. Right. So my car, so we've got parts, we've got a service department, we've got salespeople, we've got manufacturing facilities for these cars in some states. So what, you know, what kind of in that, and then just other products that we may get from Europe, what kind of would we see happening here as far as our economy goes, right, should that happen? What kind of should we expect?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, there's a difference between defense production mode and wartime defense production mode. You'll recall Franklin Roosevelt, you know, had Ford, General Motors, you know, all the companies here in the United States manufacturing tanks and airplanes rather than cars for 4 years. And Europe could do that if they saw that, you know, war was in the offing. But what they're talking about is not that. What they're talking about is basically building within Europe something like the military-industrial complex that we have here in the United States. In other words, you know, throwing more money at companies that make weaponry, you know, private for-profit corporations that do that. So it probably won't have any impact on European cars at all. The second point that I'd make, Anne, is that you know, if your German car is an Audi or a Volkswagen, odds are it was manufactured in the United States or Mexico, and that most of the parts came from the United States and Mexico. I mean, you've got very few German cars are actually imported from Germany anymore.
Mine would be a BMW, but
yeah, BMW makes cars here too.
Yeah, and I just wasn't sure, you know, if I kind of thought, well, they would still want to, I would want to continue that production here because BMW would still want money kind of coming in.
Oh, yeah, they
would. That's kind of what my thought was.
No, they're not going to get, they're not going to, it's extremely unlikely, unless Putin invades Poland, it's extremely unlikely that the German auto industry is going to do anything other than make cars, you know, so I wouldn't worry about it. And even if something were to happen, like I said, you know, those German automakers have set up American, Canadian, American and Mexican production facilities to the point that, you know, in part to deal with tariffs, you know, and in part just to deal with the cost of shipping cars across the Atlantic. And in part because labor is cheaper here in the United States than it is in Europe, and at least if you build your factories in the South or in Mexico. So I don't see that as a problem. What I do see as a major concern is the impact that a war in Europe would have on the entire world economy, that including the United States, and even a limited war. I mean, you know, and we have a limited war, obviously, between Russia and Ukraine right now. But I mean, if that were to spill over into Poland or into one of the Baltic states. And I would keep an eye on Belarus, on what's going on in Belarus, and I would keep an eye on Serbia. Right now, the Serbs, you know, they've got a president who's very friendly who's very friendly with Putin. 1/6 of the entire country has turned out. I mean, that would be the equivalent of 50 million Americans were in the streets of Serbia over the last couple of days. And Don Jr. was over there because they're building a Trump hotel there in Belgrade. And Don Jr. was over there going, oh, no, we love the president. We love Putin, you know. It was just weird stuff. But, that's something that really spooks me. And I got to run, but thanks for the call. On the other side of the break, Mark Dimenstein. Is the postal office up for sale?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups,
Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Get Native.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. London's Heathrow Airport is shut down after a fire in an electrical substation caused a significant power outage. Heathrow is a major hub, with BBC's Nick Marsh telling us there is a ripple effect.
Typically, flights will take off, travel through the night, and then land in the morning, coming from places like Singapore, Hong Kong, and China, places like that. We don't know whether they'll be diverted to other airports in the UK, other airports in Europe even, what kind of backlog that is going to potentially cause as well.
Heathrow will be closed until midnight Friday. Passengers and others are told to stay away. President Trump signed his order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled.
With children seated at school desks as the backdrop, President Trump made the announcement.
To begin eliminating the federal Department of Education once and for all.
The president says some of the core functions of the department